day in news.
It's time for the Sunday Morning Funhouse Show with Trade Martin and Jimmy J. Now listen up, guys. A lot of people are listening to this, so you better make it fun. Stand by. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're on.
Yeah, and if we don't make it fun, what are you going to do about it? Welcome, everybody. This is Trade Martin, our third anniversary show. I believe we started this show with Lisa and Big Dog Music Radio, Big Dog Media now, 3 years ago, actually, you know, on two days before Christmas. It would be today is a week over three years. This is Trade Martin. Good morning, everybody. It's Sunday, and it's the Sunday Morning Funhouse, and I'm expecting Jimmy and also the Colonel and Kevin Bowles, I believe, is going to call in. We're going to have a little fun today. But this is an interesting time of the year. There's 363 days till next Christmas, just so you know. Anyway, I hope everything is okay with everybody out there. Lisa just got back from vacation a couple of days ago, and we figured we'd throw our show on because we missed the last two shows, the Wednesday at midnight, and last week's Sunday Morning Funhouse. But here we are, and let me see what I was going to talk about. Yeah, two things. I noticed that Hillary is going to be sending in Big Bill Bubba Clinton soon to compete with Donald Trump. She looks like she's having a little trouble with Trump. And, you know, she's a little frustrated. And he's been hitting, you know, her. Well, I think he's been hitting her good, but he's been hitting her below the belt. And being she hasn't been hitting a long time, she's being hit below the belt. And he said last week, he said, "Don't go there, Hillary. You know, don't go to that war on woman thing. You know, don't dare. You know, don't dare." He says, "I'm going to, you know." He like almost like verbally threatened her to do some word acrobatics with her that's going to not be helpful to her and her email server. We have a new book out. Gene Epstein, a good buddy of mine, and yours truly, we have a new book out, and it's titled. It's got the longest title in the history of an e-book. It's an e-book, and you can get it on Amazon. It's only $3.99. It's a real table kind of a book, a very simple, fast reading, easy reading, silly, humorous book on Hillary, basically. But it's called Trump and the Benghazis versus the empty pantsuit and her email server. Okay, I'll tell you once again what it is. It's Trump and the Benghazi story versus the empty pantsuit and her email server. And it's got a great cover. My girlfriend Antoinette did the cover under my direction. It was my concept, the whole thing. And Gene and I put the good book together. It's a very short book. It may be extended. We have a lot more pages we can put into it. It may come out in soft cover and hard cover in the spring. We're not going to self-publish it. There's a couple of publishers that are interested in it, serious publishers.
Hey, Trey?
Yes, Lisa.
Gene Epstein is on the line.
Is Gene on? Hey. Gene, my co-writer. What's happening, Gene? How you doing?
Well, good morning. Good morning. Merry Christmas and happy everything.
Yeah, you too. I was just talking about our book.
I know. I actually tuned in this morning. Dawn and I are sitting here, listening to the show and listening to you pimping our book, and we're thrilled.
Well, I'm thrilled that you guys are listening. How's Dawn? Is Dawn all right?
Hello, Dawn is doing great, and she's listening to your melodic voice. And all that good stuff. So what's going on, man?
Everything is good. Jimmy should be on in a little while, and he's going to be doing a New Year's show. He did the Christmas show. He did a Christmas jingle jam, and the other day he calls me up. He goes, "Man," he says, "I don't know." He says, "I'm calling it the Jimmy J jingle jam." He says, "But I think I really should call it the Trade Martin jingle, Jim. He says, you got more songs on this thing than anybody. So,
I love it.
Anyway, his funny thing is now he's doing the New Year's thing on New Year's Eve, and it's called New Year's Around the World. Tony is doing the banner, and I'm doing an ending song for him that he does a voiceover over, and it's really great. It's a song I wrote with my buddy Jeff Rubin, my co-writer, called New Year's Eve, a special New Year's Eve toast, and it's a toast to the veterans. I know you.
I love it. Okay,
yeah,
good.
It's really good. It's very touching. And it goes to a big key change, and it ends with a big thing at the end. And Jimmy does a voiceover during it and everything. It's good.
Oh,
really,
that's nice. Oh, I'm thrilled. That's good news.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Anyway, I'm going
to
let you go.
Book.
I just wanted to say good
back
morning.
To our book. I think we got one sale this week. One of the ladies on my page asked me. She couldn't find it because it's got the longest title in the history of an ebook.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Okay.
So I
all
got
right.
the link for her on Amazon, and I sent it to her, and I think she got the book. I don't know whether she reviewed it or something. I asked her. I said, please review it, negative or positive, whatever whatever she said. But I don't know whether she got the book. But she sounded like she was interested in getting the book. So, listen, I was going to be so happy that we got our first sale, but I'm not sure.
I know. All right. Go.
Out.
Do a radio show.
All right,
and
good enough, Gene.
I'll talk to
you later on
in the
day, all right?
Take care, buddy. Be well.
Have a great day. Thanks for calling in.
You bet. Bye-bye.
My co-writer, Gene Epstein, yes, for our new book, Trump and the Benghazi Story versus the Empty Pantsuit and Her Email Server, the longest title in the history of e-books. I'm telling you right now. This is Trade Martin on the Sunday Morning Funhouse Show. And I'm expecting Jimmy J, my co-host, who's always oversleeping. But he's got a big gig now on the 50,000-watt powerhouse, WMEX, every Saturday night from 6 to 9. He does a great show. We do the opening for him, and he does a lot of my jingles, and he plays a lot of my records. I hope they don't think I'm paying him off, but he just likes my records. I can't stop him from playing the records, and I really appreciate it. In fact, Saturday before, what happened was I was doing a radio interview with my buddy Arnie Amber, who's on WMBS. It's a station outside Pittsburgh in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. So I'm on with Arnie, and every time Arnie plays one of my records, he played a number of my records on the station. It's a real terrestrial station, not like the station we're on tonight. Today we're on an internet station, which is a nice thing, but they're on real radio, and they got a big audience spread out there. The station, WMBS, has been on for like 75 years, been on the air. It's like a hometown station, but it goes into Pittsburgh. Anyway, I'm on with Arnie. I do all his holiday shows. I'm on every holiday, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, July 4th, all his shows. He calls me the Patriot Balladeer or something like that. So he's playing one of my records, and it was about 8:30. Jimmy J is on WMEX at that time. Jimmy J calls me on the cell phone while I'm on hold with Arnie Amber on WMBS. Jimmy calls me from WMEX, and the phone rings, and I'm on hold, so it's muted. I got on the other phone, and Jimmy goes, man, listen, tune in WMEX. He says, you're on? Because he didn't know I was on with Arnie Amber. He said, I'm playing one of your records right now. So I went to the internet to go to WMBS, and he's playing one of my Christmas records. I think I'll be coming home on Christmas Eve that I wrote with Peter Ising. And I listened to a little bit of it. Then I got off and went back to Arnie, who was still playing one of my records, another Christmas record, and I got back on with Arnie. I mean, it's never happened to me before. I've been on a couple of stations at once, but not being interviewed on one where I get a call that I'm on another one being played. So it was very, very weird, and it was very ego-boosting, actually. Anyway, this is the Sunday Morning Fun House, and the number here is 347-838-8898. And I was just talking a minute ago where Hillary the empty pantsuit, as we call her, as Jean and I call her, is sending in Bill Clinton in order to compete with Donald Trump, because Donald Trump's really taken Hillary down. I saw her in an interview the other day, and she looked like she was going to peter out completely. I mean, she was so sluggish, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's not right what he's saying. I mean, and I heard, I'm not sure if this is true, but I heard she's tips the bottle pretty good. And I heard she can drink with any guy in the country. She's a really good big drinker. And at night, she has a few, and supposedly she gets really wiped. And she throws good lamp. I heard Hillary throws good lamp. She gets very aggravated, and she gets very crazy, and when she gets mad, she throws good lamp. So I saw the situation where Webb, the guy who was on stage with the Democrats, he quit now. He's not a Democrat anymore. He's an independent. He got out of being a Democrat. And he went independent, and he attacked Hillary Clinton for inept leadership. Well, if you want to call it that, I don't know if it's inept. I wouldn't even call it leadership. She, as Trump said, she's the worst Secretary of State who has ever had the audacity to hold the position. I mean, she was really bad. All she was doing was getting donations for Bill Clinton's supposed big charity. I hear somebody on the line.
God bless us, Tiny Trade Martin, everyone.
God bless us, everyone. Oh, is this Tiny Tim?
All I want is razzleberry dressing.
Oh, Tiny Tim. Oh, gracious. Good Lord, Tiny Tim. Merry Christmas, Trade. And Lisa.
You too, Colonel. The Colonel, the mysterious Colonel, is on with us, everybody. Here he is. And listen, just don't call Barack Obama a pussy on our show.
Yeah, but they brought him right back. They suspended him for, what, a day or so?
No, I think the suspension was 2 weeks. Usually the suspension is 2 weeks on Fox.
Yeah, okay, and no fine, I guess. No financial fine for Ralph Peters. I saw him back on a couple of days ago.
Yeah, what did he say? Did he say anything about it?
He was extremely low-key and subdued and well-mannered. Yeah, and he started out by saying, I forget who the interviewer was. I think it was Shannon Brian. And he goes, Merry Christmas, Shannon, or whatever. But he was extremely subdued and not as energetic, as not as passionate. So, he had 2 weeks
about his suspension? Did he
say
He got a worse thing than Bergdorf did.
I know. It's hilarious, right? Just for
Bergdorf
saying that word.
Get a suspension like that. He got 2 weeks.
Oh, I know,
the
right?
The Barack was a pussy, and Bergdorf went with the Taliban.
But, you know, Ralph Peters didn't serve with honor and distinction, and Bo Bergdorf did.
No, Bergdorf served with honor and distinction. I know.
Oh, man.
But how about Stacey... the other ones.
Oh, yeah, Stacey Dash. Yeah, I think she said the S word, right? I didn't think she said a real harsh word, and I guess she got, she got 2 weeks suspended, too, but wow, what a shame.
Yeah, she's striking. Isn't she striking?
Oh, my God. The cleavage alone is just unbelievable. But,
I never noticed that really on her.
Yeah, listen, you know, the Colonel, he looks at everything.
Strikingly.
Oh, no, she's extremely.
Face.
Yeah, in terms of the female vernacular, she's beautiful. She's absolutely marvelous, without a doubt, no doubt. I mean, Fox, let's put it this way. I mean, they probably have a notebook what's his name? Mitt Romney had a female notebook. The big difference is, along with their resumes, they have pictures of all these women, because I got to tell you, I haven't seen a fugly one on yet. That's for sure.
You know what I like? There's a new chick that's on, and she started on the Gutfeld show. And, man, I don't know why, but she's, for some reason, I like her. She's a little dippy looking, but she's, there's something about her I like.
She's not the blonde with the glasses, is she?
Yeah, that's the one. Exactly.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Cat, yeah.
She's funny. Yeah, she's a little fire plug. Yeah, she's a little spark plug. But you're right, she's a little dippy, but she's got a nice look, and those big glasses do her well.
Yeah.
If I wore those, I'd be the goofy colonel, not the mysterious colonel. But she can get away with them, you know? It's kind of funny. Yeah.
Cat, K-A-T, yeah, something.
Okay, yeah, I don't remember. Names aren't important. It's all about the looks, you know.
No, but I've been watching her because she's been on the 5 now once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I once in a while I monitored 5 a little bit, and she's been on with Greg Gutfeld and
Kimberly Guilfoyle.
I like her. She's very attractive to me. I don't know, in a funny kind of way, she's attractive.
No, I totally agree. Yeah, I totally agree with you. Yeah,
yeah,
no, I agree. I agree.
I thought it was only me, but I'm glad,
You get a lot more from Fox, and I wish the viewers would know that. You get a lot more from Fox than just made-up news, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen. You know, so.
Yeah. Well, they lie so much, you know.
Oh,
and
they make stuff up. They made up all the
CNN.
They make up everything. All the ISIS,
listen,
everything is made up.
You hear about the... I mean, Tony told me about this, Antoinette told me about this, that not last year or the year before, when the girl from CNN, the one was, she was one of the commentators on the...
on Fox
Democrat,
that left?
Okay,
so the Democratic, yeah, I know who you're talking about, yeah. I can't remember her name.
Everyone talks, Mark Simone mentions, he says, nobody even knows that she's there. She gets a big salary, I heard. I forget her name now, yeah.
Huh.
But anyway, she made a bad motion with the gay guy. What's his name? The one with the gray hair, the nice-looking guy with the gray hair. He's
He has his own show. Darn. I think I know who you're talking about.
The one who's the son of a very famous lady.
Right. Oh, God. I'm drawing a blank. I know his name is on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, anyway.
So she made a comment about him?
No. She made a very...
A gesture?
A bad gesture.
Oh.
Where she got on her knees and everything.
Anderson Cooper, yeah. Yeah. The colonel always comes through.
That's it, Anderson Cooper. You got it. They did the New Year's show, and she got down on her knees and did a very bad, bad thing. Yeah, this is like 2 years ago or something.
Oh, wow.
Really nasty. It was terrible.
What the heck is that all about? Good Lord.
I don't know. She didn't say pussy or anything, you know? I mean,
wow.
CNN
probably wouldn't suspend her for that.
She didn't get any suspension.
Yeah, but no, that's nothing.
The other thing is they're doing the show this year now. They do the show on CNN, the New Year's show. But I heard Trump is going to be on with Fox on.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah,
so
Fox doesn't give him a good rap. I don't know. I guess they're trying to knock him out of the box. I get a little bit ticked off at Fox because I don't think they treat him well. But, yeah, you know what? He'll probably self-destruct anyway. Who knows?
You to listen to this. Listen to this, Colonel. Lisa, can you play that MP3 on Jimmy? Rock called Jimmy this week, and he was celebrating, I guess, for the holidays. Take a listen to this. Lisa, play that.
Hi, this is Jimmy J. Please leave your name and number at the tone. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Jimmy.
I've had a handful of prescription drugs, okay? And a glass of wine. I'm starting to feel kind of... Where was
it? Sleep it off.
So what? I've got a question for all those folks. What are you gonna do? Shut up!
Jimmy. PBM stars.
When is this thing going to be over?
Quiet down there, Bo. I'm talking to the DJ of the stars.
I guess that means okay.
Jimmy, how you doing there, Jimmy? Listen, I had to talk to you, Jimmy, because they're saying I'm out of touch. They're saying I'm out of touch. You see, when I said that there's going to be water in the streets in Miami and there's going to be fish swimming in the water in the streets because of global warming, I was right. I'm right. I got a strategy. And I'm going to defeat ISIS with global warming. Warming is going to global of ISIS. I'm telling you right now. Global warming is not Islamic. And ISIS is not global warming. But global warming might be, but you never know. It may be climate change. But I know one thing. It's going to affect the volcanoes and the seas. We're going to move the oceans, so we're going to make sure that the climate change is going to not affect us and the dinosaurs are going to be coming back. All right, Jimmy, I just want you to know what's going on because they're saying I'm out of touch, but I'm not, baby. I know what I'm doing. I've got very good perception. My name is Barack Hussein Obama. And you know me, I play good hoops, and you know I can beat you in basketball, and we're going to play some hoops, baby. I'm going to send a plane for you. So don't worry about nothing. You know, don't cost me anything. And you know what? One more thing. I want to hear that new jingle you did. That's your partner. What's his name? Trade. Oh, man. I can't stand him. He's too conservative to me. He's like Ted Cruz for crying a lot. He's a conservative. I can't take him yet. I love you, Jimmy, because you're the DJ of the stars, but I can't take that guy. You got to get rid of him. But you said he wrote a good, a little good thing for you that you played around with. You made a good thing for your WMEX radio station, huh? They say I'm in fantasy land, Jimmy, but don't believe him. I'm with it, baby. I know exactly what's happening. I'm Barack Hussein Obama. Yes, that's right. And I got a strategy, Jimmy. I got a strategy. Let me tell you something. Strategy's going to work. But listen, anyway, I know what I'm doing, baby, and global warming is the biggest threat in the universe right now, baby. It's going to, the prehistoric monsters are going to come back, and the cavemen are going to come back because it's going to take billions of years, and the climate's always changing, and man is the force that changes the climate in the United States of America, and we're to blame. We're to blame for everything bad that goes on. The United States and America is bad. I mean, everything I did to America is what they should appreciate. I'll talk to you later. Let me hear that jingle. Let me hear it. Let me hear that new opening for you, for your show. Let me hear it. I'm not sure, but play it for me.
Pump up the party! Pump up the party! With Jimmy James!
Oh, yeah, we're getting ready to roll. It sure is, darling, don't you know?
Here's Jimmy James!
DJ of the Stars.
It's WMEX, baby, just like back in the day.
Pump up the party with Jimmy James.
We're going to rock and roll till we can't rock and roll no more.
Hey, everybody, I got my dancing shoes on. Now I'm ready to rock and roll.
Hi, this is Arnie Woo Woo Ginsburg with Jimmy J on Rewind.
From deep in the heart of Boston's musical memory, from the very heart and soul of rock and roll, WMEX is back!
Bomb, 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 dang, dang, dang,
Jimmy J. I got a strategy. I got a strategy.
Shut up, you moron.
Who the hell is that?
I think it's some guy from Indonesia.
Well, he sounds like an idiot.
What the hell are you going to do? Just shut up!
Anyway,
very nice. Very nice.
Merry Christmas, everyone. God bless everyone.
Barack, he had too many. He had a couple. He had a few. He had a few.
He was in the Oval Office, and he had a few before he left. You know? So
indeed. Indeed. Well, we got nothing to worry about. How many days until Christmas, Trade?
363 now. Christmas. Yeah. Anyway, but he's on vacation now. But, you know, I mean, you know, this Occupy Democrats, you know, the Occupy movement, that they used to, they urinate on cars, they defecate on cars, and you know, they have sex in the thing. And I mean, they're really good people. They got Occupy Democrats. They keep on putting these mimes up where they have a thing up now where they have how many vacation days did George Bush had? 243. Oh. They Reagan had 378, and Clinton had 243. Barack Obama only had 187 days vacation. That was it. You know? And all the things are always misconstrued all the time.
Yeah,
and they put up a budget. They said the budget, they say the Barack Obama saved the most money of any president in the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all misconstrued like the whole thing.
Of course. Yeah. Wow.
Unbelievable, yeah.
It's all that the word game. It's just amazing. Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But, you know, there's nothing to worry about. There's no problems for Barack to deal with. Everything is wonderful.
He straightened everything out.
Exactly.
He straightened everything out. Right. He just, you know, he didn't want to leave anything, anything like really happening while he's going on vacation.
Nah. ISIL's contained.
He straightened everything out before he left, and then he went. Which is nice. It's nice of him to do that.
Everybody ought to be able to vacation. Good Lord, you know. And he's going to his roots as, Hawaii. You know, ISIS is contained. They're contained by ISIL.
And he's a devout Christian. He's a devout Christian.
Exactly.
You know?
Absolutely. No doubt.
Joined a new church. Did you see the new church? You didn't see the new Papa Google thing that I did.
No.
The Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I think Barack would like this church, you know, because we do a lot of good preaching there. You wear a colander on your head, you know, one of those strange.
Colander,
yeah.
Yeah.
The Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. I like
it. Nice.
They're nice people there, man. They all carry guns. They all got guns in the church, yeah. So there won't be a shooting in that church, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, right about that.
And if there is, the shooter will be in trouble, you know.
Yeah, you're right about that.
He'll be in trouble, you know.
Yeah, we got nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about, you know. Everything is
a
is
New Year, though, Colonel. What's the biggest New Year story that you think is the biggest New Year story?
That's a good question. I don't know. There's so many stories, and I guess between now and then, there's always the possibility that some other terrorist incident will happen, but I don't know. I don't know what the biggest story is going to be. Nobody seems to care about anything. I mean, do we hear about San Bernardino anymore? Absolutely not. You know?
No, that's long forgotten.
That's
only like a bump in the road.
I guess I'm going to stock up on. There's no limit on pipe bombs. You can have as much as many pipe bombs as you want. I guess it's just a matter of large round. Capacity magazines, you can't have those, but you can have as many pipe bombs as you want. I think, 19, 20, that doesn't matter. You can have as many as you want.
Well, you know, Bernie Sanders, you know, he made a statement the other day that he's going to make it criminal for criminals to have guns.
Oh, that's horrible. That'll do it.
Yeah, he's going to make
that'll work.
A criminal offense for criminals to have guns. So
why didn't anybody else think of that? That is an unbelievable idea. Holy cow. We need to elect this guy. That's a great idea. You know, I never thought about that. Criminals have legal weapons. That's right.
I mean, they're going to be prosecuted now for having illegal weapons.
About time.
You know?
There you go.
You know, it's only right. You know, and not only that, the millionaires and billionaires—they should be their criminals. To Bernie Sanders, millionaires and billionaires are criminals.
Oh, they're evil people. They're evil people. They're evil.
System, they got their money. They earned their money, but they got it. They got it some illicit way. And other people are starving.
They earned their money off the backs of you and me, Trade.
Absolutely.
They're evil people. They're horrible. The system is rigged. I've never seen a more rigged system than our system. It's just unbelievable. They're the top 10 of the 20th percentile of the first 15th of people are the richest in this country, and they continue to get rich. Meanwhile, the rest
of
us, all the below half of the one-third of the quarter and the 3 points below that, we're the ones that suffer all the time because we don't have any money. We can't make any money because the system is rigged. Now, when are people going to realize that?
Yeah, they're just sucking all the money out.
There's
no money for us.
Horrible people. And global warming and a flat tax rate and taxing the rich more so than the poor will solve all these problems. And, Bernie has got the right. Everything is going to be free. And he's got all the answers. And I just don't know why people just don't want to go for him.
Colonel, he said, you don't know, they don't like me in Wall Street, but when I become president, they're really not going to like me.
They don't like me in Wall Street, and when I become president, they're really not going to like me on Wall Street. And Hillary Clinton, forget about her emails. Her emails will say nothing, okay? They're nothing. They're nothing. We just forget about them. Who the hell cares about Hillary Clinton? Who the hell cares about anybody? Just care about me, Bernie Sanders. They're going to hate me no matter what. So hate me and vote for me.
But Hillary's going to get the nomination. The empty pantsuit. Listen, I want to thank everybody for listening. It's 10 o'clock and we have to get off the air. Yours truly, Trade Martin here for you on the Sunday Morning Funhouse. And thank you, Lisa, for coming back. And I hope she had a great vacation, which she did with her son at Disneyland. And thanks, Colonel,
nice.
For being on with us.
Always
you're
a pleasure.
You're the best, mysterious Colonel. Gene, my co-writer, called up Gene Epstein, and Dawn is listening, and Tony's on the line. But listen, we'll see you next week, or we'll see you on Wednesday at midnight. God bless everybody. Have a great Sunday, and have a great upcoming New Year.
Take care, everybody. God bless everybody.
All right,
bye.
This has been the Sunday Morning Funhouse Show with Trade Martin and Jimmy J. I hope you had fun. It's over. We have cake now, guys.
Today in news.